Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We got Bill O'Reilly coming up here in just a couple of minutes. He's got a new book out called Confronting Evil. But let me play, you know, it was a little bit of a miss in the last hour. I was talking about Bruce Pearl, legendary basketball coach. I knew Bruce when he was the coach at UW-Milwaukee. He went to Tennessee, the Volunteers. He's also faced some NCAA scrutiny and gotten into some trouble over the years. But it was very abruptly announced today that he was stepping down as the head basketball coach at Auburn. And it's weird timing for me. He's only 65 years old. His son is going to take over the program. Just last week, I saw him on Fox praising Charlie Kirk and remembering Charlie Kirk. And I don't understand this next comment at all, but back in the day, this goes back a long time, I used to record, pardon the interruption, Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon. Some of you might be familiar with that show. I used to love that show. And I would, you know, no matter when I was on the radio, I'd record it in the afternoon and I'd watch it as, you know, I was eating dinner or something like that. It was just a half an hour show. Long ago, I stopped that. But I never really had an issue with Michael Wilbon or Tony Kornheiser. But listen to Mike Wilbon just talking about this yesterday. There's only one reason he would say something like this. So let me play this here.
Tony, he become a divisive person, it seems to me, intentionally. And I hope there was pressure to just get him out.
Really? Yeah. I always liked him. He was such a great guest. Yeah, we're on the other side on him.
Yeah, used to. What's changed, Michael? The only thing that's changed is Trump and Charlie Kirk, and you know his politics. Has nothing to do with how good of a basketball coach he is. Nothing to do with his personality, and Tony's right. He has one of the most infectious personalities in all of coaching, Bruce Pearl does. He always has. But Michael Wilbon doesn't like him because he said something nice about Charlie Kirk. That's where we are. The sports media is just nonsense. Now, one more thing media related, because, man, they're having to have some tough medicine over at CNN when it comes to, you know, the polling right now on Trump, and they're way off on crime and immigration still. And then there's the Kamala Harris book tour, which she took to MSNBC last night. She was on The View this morning embarrassing herself. Harry Enten on CNN saying, you know, people really don't want to hear from her.
Let's take a look at her net favorable ratings nationwide. You know, back in October of 2024, she was at minus 5 points. Not exactly great, but pretty close to even. But now, down under she goes. She's at minus 13 points. That's an 8-point drop since the general election among the overall electorate. She is not well liked at this particular point.
Not shocking. Here, listen to some of these other polling numbers. And they have to be, and I've been sampling CNN a lot more than I usually do just because of what happened to Charlie Kirk. I want to see what they're saying. I mean, you could not have had a more opposite coverage last night. When I got off the air at 6 o'clock, I tuned into Laura's show. I think she was doing her show. She's been off a little bit. But they're talking about some of the things related to religion and Charlie, and I can't even remember everything. But then I turned to the CNN, and they're all over Jimmy Kimmel. That's all they want to talk about is Jimmy Kimmel and Trump spiking free speech, blah, 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 blah. Well, they certainly want to talk about the issues, because on the issues, they're on the wrong side of everything.
What's the reason that you are finding so far that's driving this?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's all about the center of the electorate, right? You win with independents, you win overall. And what do we see right here among independents? Republicans still have a point lead on the economy. They got a 10-point lead on immigration. They got a 21-point lead on crime. The bottom line is, when you look at these numbers, Democrats should call their offices, because at this particular point, even if Republicans, or even if the public doesn't like what Donald Trump is doing, they ain't necessarily liking what Democrats are doing. And it ain't just a referendum on one party. You actually have to go out and beat that party at this particular point. Democrats are not able to beat Republicans. They still lead.
And again, this isn't as Donald Trump came into office. These are numbers from this month.
These are numbers from September of 2025. Right. We still find that the Republicans leading on all three of these issues. And of course, this economy will be the key. If Democrats are going to win, they're going to have to likely win on the economy. At this particular point among independents, you see that 1-point lead for Republicans. And overall, at least according to the Washington Post, they hold a 7-point lead on the economy.
21 points on crime. 21 points. And that, again, you know, I think Kate Bolden, I think that was the anchor there, kind of amazed. Yeah, you're telling me, Harry, that these are numbers from like this moment in time and not from last year. And yeah, they are numbers from this moment in time. And I think on the economy, those numbers will improve too. Look, I think they probably should have remarketed the Big Beautiful Bill before they focused on the tax cuts, but they're learning that right now. Frank Mealy coming up at the top, I'm sorry, the bottom of the hour. I'm reversing my clock here. He's going to weigh in on some of the politics of the day. Bill O'Reilly's got a brand new book out called Confronting Evil, Assessing the Worst of the Worst. He's always nice enough to join me whenever there's a new book out to talk a little politics and some other stuff. Bill, how are you this afternoon?
Thanks, Emmy and Mark. I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I want to explore the Jimmy Kimmel topic with you, Bill. I have been one who has agreed with Ted Cruz about the FCC getting involved here. I don't like that. However, Bill O'Reilly, and you have the way of doing this, I saw you on earlier in the show. I played a little bit of the audio when you were on with Piers Morgan, and I thought you made some pretty damn good points about community standards and how these stations are licensed and how, you know, there are other, you know, issues at play here. So make that case, because I'm uncomfortable with the part of Brendan Carr getting involved. That's the only red flag that I throw on the whole thing. I don't really like Jimmy Kimmel. I hope he never comes back. He's going to come back tonight. Bill O'Reilly's position on this.
I don't mind if Kimmel comes back or not. I don't think people should be banished or canceled. I don't believe in that at all. Carr has an obligation to police the airwaves of just three companies, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And that's because of the public interest component in their licenses. So these stations have to broadcast in the public interest. The problem that Carr has not articulated is, ever since Donald Trump entered the political arena, all three of those stations have blacked out any non-liberal voice. For 3 years, Kimmel would not book a conservative or traditional thinker on his program, and all the others are exactly the same, and I know that because I have the best-selling book in the country right now, Confronting Evil.
Yeah.
Number one on the New York Times list, 20th time that's happened. And I have not been invited on any of the network programming at all. None. So that's a complete blackout. And not just me. Mark Levin, he's a very successful writer. He doesn't get invited. Fox News personnel don't get invited. It is a big violation of freedom of expression. That's what the federal government should be highlighting, not Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, well, that's a valid point, Bill. I'll have to say, when I heard you talk about this with Piers, I never really thought of it from that perspective. My gut check was just always on the, you know, on the government pressure angle of that. But opening that conversation up to some of these other things, I think, is certainly worthwhile at this point. And you offer a great example of that.
Well, look, the reason that Kimmel got whacked in the beginning was because he said something that was not true. And when you're dealing with the assassination of a public figure and you're misleading your audience, then the company that pays you to do that, Disney, has an obligation. And Disney wasn't doing anything about it.
Well,
now that's not in the public interest, is it?
Yeah.
So Carr was on firm ground. It came across petty because he didn't widen it out, as I just did to your audience, Mark. He should have done that. And but this isn't about Jimmy Kimmel. This is about the corporations, five of them, who have frozen out any non-liberal speech.
And now you have, you know, obviously the show's coming back tonight, but you got Nextstar and Sinclair. We have a Sinclair station here in St. Louis. People won't be able to see it. I guess maybe you can stream it somewhere. I was predicting yesterday you'd have huge numbers out of this. Obviously, people are going to be curious, but those ratings might not manifest themselves because a lot of the stations are not going to have Jimmy Kimmel on the air. Have you ever been on his show in the past?
Five times.
Okay, but not recently.
I have a decent relationship with him.
Yeah.
In fact, one of his best friends is Adam Carolla. And I talked to Kroll about a year ago. I said, you know, I think Kimmel's going down a wrong road here with all this fake Trump stuff. Can you set up a call? Because I just want to do Kimmel a favor and say, look, it's fine when you make fun of him, but if you want to hate him, that's going to cause you some problems. Anyway, Kimmel wouldn't get on the phone with me. But in previous years, a very good relationship with him. But he has descended into the hate Trump swamp along with a lot of other broadcasters.
Yeah, well, it's just, it's not funny. I used to depend on these late night shows for entertainment. You know, I like to used to watch the musical guests and, you know, I would record all of them. It's not, for me, it's not worth it at all anymore, unfortunately. Let's talk about a few other things before we get to the book. Last week, I think it was last week, might have been the week before, you said on No Spin that you felt like the Trump administration has hit a wall to a certain extent. Do you think that the president has tried to do too much too early? You know, Sean Spicer actually made this point to me a couple of weeks ago, saying, how can you keep up the momentum in all of these things? So where are you on that right now, Bill?
Well, we're waiting to see if his tariff policy is going to benefit the economy. And that's going to take a few more months to illuminate. So that's number one. So you can't come to the American people and say, oh, my economic plan is a success, because he didn't have the data yet. And if it's not a success, there's going to be problems for the Republicans in 2026 midterms. The other thing is he thought that Putin would cooperate. Putin's not cooperating. So now he has to go to Plan B, and Plan B involves China, and it's very complicated, and it's going to take a while. So all of these things are in motion, but there's no resolution. So that's where the president is right now. He was able to shut down that border fairly quickly, get the ICE situation in motion where Americans could see the improvement. They could see what the Homeland Security Department was doing. That worked for him. He was able to kind of drive down gas prices a bit. So that worked for him. But now on the food prices and the tariffs and the overseas stuff, he's in a holding pattern.
Yeah, and well, you know, that meeting with Putin was, what, a month ago already, right? And nothing since.
No, Putin is, and he is on the cover of Confronting Evil, Putin. Putin, Mao, Hitler, and the Ayatollah Khomeini. And I put Putin on the cover for a reason. He is a threat to the world. He is an evil killer. And once you find out about his deterioration, he's not the same guy that Trump was dealing with in the first term. Putin is now a genuine psychopath who lives in this crazy world, but he has nuclear weapons. So how scary is this? And that's really what's propelling the sales of Confronting Evil, because you're going to learn an awful lot about how bad this world is and what people can do about it.
Yeah, and it is number one right now, combined print and ebook nonfiction on the New York Times bestseller list. They always are, Bill, so congratulations on that. Look, you could, in the last couple of weeks, have updated this book, Confronting Evil. I think I was supposed to talk to you on the day of the Charlie Kirk assassination. We had to reschedule. You have the awful story with the woman in, you know, in North Carolina, Irina Zaruska. She has not been mentioned much in the last couple of weeks, but there's a lot of evil that seems to be apparent in the world beyond the four that you feature here in this book.
Yeah, that's individual evil. There's a difference. I'm dealing with evil that is on a mass scale. It's threatening, and as a result in hundreds of millions of people losing their lives. But individual evil is certainly on display in America. And one of the themes of the book is you can't look away. If it's in your town, sometimes even in your home. And a lot of people just are tied up with the cell phone. They create a bubble world where they live in this world. They don't want to get out of it. I don't want to get involved. You can't do that anymore. It's just too much. You got to really understand what's happening around you. And if you can, try to fight against evil. You don't want to put yourself at risk. Nobody's saying that people on the south side of Chicago or even in North St. Louis should be screaming at the drug gangs because they'll put a bullet right between your eye. So you got to be smart about it. But you can't be voting for people who allow this stuff to happen. So that all of that is woven into Confronting Evil.
Bill O'Reilly is back with us. Yeah, the new book is called Confronting Evil, Assessing the Worst of the Worst. Adolf Hitler is the first picture you see with Putin and Mao and the Ayatollah. And, you know, here you have a situation, kind of, let me bring it back to Charlie Kirk and everything, with the way that Republicans continuously, by AOC and other leaders in the Democrat Party, compared to Nazis. You know, and that's where I think a lot of this goes off the rails with just regular deplorables, as Hillary Clinton called them, because we're sick and tired of being called Nazis when you compare someone who is the worst of the worst, as you do in this book, to people who are politicians who may have different opinions on issues. It's just outrageous and intellectually dishonest.
Yeah, but those people are marginalizing themselves. Tonight on the No Spin News, which you can access on BillO'Reilly.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I deal with this Crockett, this congresswoman from Texas.
Well, you know, she's from Bill. You know, she's from here originally. She's St. Louis.
She's from Missouri,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
She's a big Hitler, that thing. And I just take her apart because she doesn't have any idea what the Third Reich was or how they handled criticism or nothing. She's not even close. And you can imagine, Mark, if I debated her one-on-one,
you'd shred her.
Come on.
Yeah, you'd shred her, Bill.
Right.
We know that. But
it wouldn't even, you know, she'd be pudding after 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But, and it's not that I'm so great. It's that she's so ill-informed. And this radical left stuff, it's really hurting the Democratic Party across the board.
It certainly is, and it gives me a lot of material on a radio show, as you might imagine. I have to ask you about Billy Joel. I still have not watched the second damn part of that documentary. I love the first part. I'm trying to carve out some time to watch the second part. But I read your column about him a few weeks ago. You've known him for a long time, right?
Yeah, I've known him, let's see, he and I are the same age, and I would say I've known him more than 50 years. As teenagers, we hung around on Long Island, because there was no air conditioning back then.
Yeah,
and
right.
And we went throughout till midnight trying to get a cool breeze. And we used to sing a cappella and stuff like that. And so I've known him. And he's hanging tough. He just bought a new house close to me here on Long Island. And we wish him the best. He's a genuinely good guy, super talented. You know, the documentary, I didn't have to really watch it. I knew it already.
Yeah, but all of us didn't. And I thought it was really cool.
I know.
It's really
awesome. I'm glad that he's getting the accolades that he deserves. He hasn't had an easy life. No father in the house, you know, that kind of thing. And back then, that was very, very unusual.
Yeah. No, that's very true. I'm friends with, I don't know if you know who Mike Del Judas is in his band. Billy brought him on about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that. He was just basically in he did a cover act called Big Shot.
Yeah, and he's singing the national anthem at the golf tournament here this week in Long Island. I don't know him personally, but I know who he is.
That's awesome. He is a great guy, Bill O'Reilly. Listen, thank you for jumping on with me. We always appreciate it. The new book is called Confronting Evil, Assessing the Worst of the Worst. You have a great week, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, he kind of broke a little news to me about Mike Del Judas. I did not know that. We are going to get a Ryder Cup preview on Thursday on this very show. I got some more thoughts about the Nazi stuff. I have some audio. Ryan Ruth was convicted today of trying to assassinate President Trump. All that coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.